Our friends over at Newsmax have huge, huge news. They are going public. And for me, this is amazing because I've been going on Newsmax for about 5 years now as a guest, dating way back to the Autonomous Zone in 2020. They've been nice enough to have us on. They featured the show. They were very supportive when we launched the show. They used to be a sponsor of the show. So it's really great to see them growing at such a huge pace that they're even beating CNN, which I am just loving, seeing the liberal media crashing and our friends in right media rising to the top of the cream. Joining us now on the KVI studio line is Christopher Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax Media, Inc. Thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
Well, it's an honor, Ari, and I know that when you're on Newsmax, I always think you're the last guy standing on the left coast for our side, and what a life might be like for you there, under siege, under battle. But you do a great job, and we're really appreciative you come on Newsmax.
Thank you. That means a lot. People say to me, Ari, why don't you move to free America, like in Florida or Texas? I go, because then I wouldn't have a job. You don't need more of me there. You need me out here reporting
on
the
insanity. Well, you probably have a lot of like-minded conservatives out there, even though they're in the minority, but they're a vocal minority, important minority, especially in the tech industry. We need more people that are willing to stand for things in those organizations, because we're under siege. I mean, big tech has not been good to conservatives. They claim they're for diversity, but they're not. And we need a revolution in America that's a news and information revolution, and we need people in big tech to support that.
It seems like that's kind of happening right now, exactly what you're describing, where people in my synagogue, and Jews are not known for being right-leaning, but a lot of Jews in my synagogue who I knew were left-leaning, even though mine's more traditionally politically conservative, will come up to me and ask me who to vote for, especially in this election, because so many of the left candidates out here are actually supporting terrorist organizations, or have just lost their minds so completely, they go, this is not the Democratic Party we grew up with, that our parents were supporters of. Are you seeing that translate to viewers as well?
Well, let me say, I mean, the Jewish community, I'm Catholic, I'm a Christian. I studied in Israel when I was 19 years old at the Hebrew University. I have a long association with Israel and the Jewish community. And I am shocked that in my lifetime, I'm seeing the amount of anti-Semitism in this country and the city of New York. Jews actually are fearful sometimes walking down the streets. That I never thought I saw. But what is even more shocking is that the leadership of the Democratic Party is so silent to the blatant anti-Semitism. People like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Hakeem and Joe Biden, they are not calling out what's going on in the campuses, what's going on in the media, the squad, and the blatant stuff after they killed 1,400 Jews and murdered and raped women and children. This is, you know, beyond. And the voice of what I thought there would be some centrist feeling in the Democratic Party about this, but there isn't. So it's a wake-up call to the rest of America that the Democrats are going far left, and they really don't care what the implications are.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. We're talking with Christopher Ruddy, who is the CEO of Newsmax Media, Inc. Now, this IPO that you guys have coming up, you guys are obviously more popular than ever. You're in the midst of an election year. Why do this now?
Well, I think we're having incredible success. You know, our cable news channel is now the fourth highest rated cable news channel. We're really just behind CNN. They're in a lot more cable homes. We're on every major cable system. So you should be able to get us out there. But there's a lot of little systems, and some of the Hulus and the woke YouTube TV won't put us on. But we are on many, many systems, and we are growing like crazy. We've had people say to us, how do I invest in Newsmax? How do I become a shareholder? We like being a private company, of which I'm the majority owner, for a long time. But we thought, you know what? What would be nicer, having just a private company or having tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of co-owners who are fighting for us, who are standing with us, who have a stake in Newsmax? So that was a decision that we had. We also saw the success of companies in the public market. Donald Trump's Truth Social, wonderful app he did. He went out with the concept, essentially. That company is worth $5 to $10 billion, depending on the market day. They did about $4 million in revenues last year. Newsmax will do close to $200 million, we expect, this year. So we felt like this is our moment, and we announced last week. It got huge news. The Wall Street Journal wrote about it, MarketWatch, Morningstar, very, I thought, positive stories. And people that are interested in joining in the IPO or getting pre-IPO shares, we're actually selling early shares that they can get as long as they're an accredited investor by going to our website, which is newsmaxinvest.com, all one word, newsmaxinvest.com. And they have the presentation materials, all the things they should look at and read. And they can, and Ari, what's amazing is these days with these digital things, you can go on and just use your credit card and make an investment as low as $5,000 and have that happen right away. And people are putting in larger amounts as well. But we've had a huge amount of interest. The digital bank said they had never seen this amount of interest in an IPO story.
Well, I think that's also because people underestimate you guys regularly, especially on the left side of the aisle, where they don't know how fast you're growing. They don't realize you have N2. They don't realize you have the magazine. They don't realize you have the radio stuff. They don't realize all this. And they definitely always want to underestimate conservative media. And I think you guys are one of their go-to punching bags because of how successful you are.
Well, it's very perceptive you pick that up. I think they definitely underestimate us, and they try to ignore us. There are some very left-wing groups that go out after us, attack us. We've fended those off pretty good. But, you know, we are reaching, you wonderfully know all our outlets. We have multiple platforms. We reach people. We're reaching, we believe, at least 40 million people regularly each month. We know the cable TV reaches about 20-plus million. The OTT streaming channel you referred to, Newsmax 2, that's on things like Samsung and Vizio and Roku, that's like 10 to 15 million. And then our emails and magazines and website, newsmax.com. It's a huge punch, and it's an amazing, and it's not me and it's not you, it's the American people, like your listeners and the viewers that come to Newsmax are saying, they're voting with their remote controls. They're saying, we're tired of the old media, we're tired of big tech. And, you know, Fox News, unfortunately, is changing. It's not as good as it once was. And after Fox, there's not much left in conservative media. Newsmax is it. And we want people to join with us, and that's why we're encouraging people to invest with Newsmax.
I also think people are finally seeing the real ratings of CNN now that they're getting rid of TVs in airports, realizing that nobody's watching them anymore, and saying, hey, you know what? You guys can't count those anymore because nobody was watching them anyway. But, you know, compile that with the fact that everybody's got their face in their cell phones. Why waste the money on hanging a Samsung from the ceiling?
Yeah, well, CNN is going down because liberal media has been going down. People are turning them off. And the rise of Newsmax, which is incredible. We don't get the press. So if we were left wing, if we were an LGBTQ or a transgender or a some sort of color purple thing, or they'd be talking about us all day long about how wonderful we were, how great we were. Newsmax rarely gets that attention from the big press. That's fine. You know what? As long as we're winning hearts in the heartland and people, your listeners, are tuning in, you know, we have great hosts every night. We start with Greta Van Susteren, who's very famous, very fair. We have Rob Schmidt. We have Greg Kelly, Chris Plant. We go through the night, and then during the daytime, we have a really good, great group, Bianca De La Garza and Rob Finity. So it's a great team. I know you've been on many of the shows, so you know, like, we really do have diversity of opinion. We really do cover the news on it. We cover President Trump. Fox decided they were going to cancel him, not put his shows on, for a long period, and we were the ones covering him, and now he's the presumptive nominee of the party.
Yeah, and I think that shows with the American heartland. I think it shows with all the conservatives who might be in hiding in blue cities and blue states. I think that's resonating loud and clear, and I think that's why you guys are so successful. I'll tell you a quick story, because I think the audience is going to get a kick out of this, as will you. It was that one time Newsmax actually contacted me back in the early days of me working with Newsmax, and I said, hey, can you go cover this autonomous zone down in Portland? So I go down and cover this thing, and I was scheduled to do a live shot on prime time. So they followed me. The activists followed me out of the autonomous zone, and a chase ensued where I think they were in a Ford Focus and I'm in my Dodge Charger, so it wasn't much of a chase. And then I go and I'm driving and I figure, well, where can I get gas and get food and do my live TV spot? So I actually did it from behind the kosher food truck in Portland. I did it right there with my laptop set up behind the kosher food truck. If you look very carefully, I think you might actually be noticed where I'm actually doing that from. But yeah, I love working with you guys. It's been a whole lot of fun this whole time.
It's good to know that kosher food, kosher hot dogs are that protective. But they're probably good for the heart, too. But I do recall, I didn't know it was you, that one of our reporters was chased during those insurrections that were taking place.
Yeah, that may have been me. So, yeah. Crazy stuff.
Well, I'm glad you survived.
Appreciate it. Like I said, you know, if they're driving a Ford Focus and I'm driving a V8 Hemi Charger, I don't think they're keeping up. Christopher Ruddy, Thank you so much for being with us today. The IPO of Newsmax Media is coming up soon. Make sure you're an accredited investor. Talk to your traders. That way you guys can get in on all the fun. Really appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, NewsmaxInvest.com is the website.
NewsmaxInvest.com. Make sure you head over there right now and see what all the excitement is about. Christopher Ruddy, thank you so much for joining us today. Always a pleasure.
Always really enjoy it.
Thank you so much. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.